Yeah. Finals and. Same system. Oopsie. Good morning and welcome to the June 12th specially scheduled Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting, which we'll be discussing. It's a special meeting discussing continued discussion on the TBID proposal for the unallocated general funds. So we are opening the meeting here, and let's show that Member Amini did notify us that he would be unable to attend as it was a specially scheduled meeting and didn't work with his professional work schedule that he has. Additionally, Member Beeman will be here momentarily. So at this point, I'd like to open to the audience for public comment. Any members of the audience wishing to step forward, when you do so, please state your name and residence, and if you're a TBID member, please state that, and we welcome your comment. Thank you.
Good morning. We were called selfish. We were only thinking of ourselves, but nobody else. But I'd like to have somebody out there show us one piece of evidence that shows, one piece of marketing piece that shows that we were only thinking about only ourselves. We did not put on our advertisement, stay, but don't eat here. We did not put on any of our advertisement, stay, but don't shop here. Everything we've done for the city of Morro Bay was as a destination, and that was the marketing piece that was done. A few months ago, you received a piece of information. Hi, Jane. A piece of information that was put together by Alexandra Eccles, and that was to streamline marketing for the city of Morro Bay, with a partnership with the city of Morro Bay. Now here you are justifying yourselves why we need this partnership. I, as one of the contributors, need to do everything we can then if we are going to get limited or no partnership from the city or anybody else in this industry that wants to benefit from tourism. We need to do everything we can to adjust our plan, our current plan, to justify that, including looking at the director of marketing's position to see if we really need that position or not. Because our goal was to streamline marketing in this town, and if we're not going to get that partnership from the cities, from the city of Morro Bay and any other organization, then we need to make adjustments to the plan that's in front of you. So we need that partnership. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. And there's no other mention of what's going forward. There was the direction at the last council meeting that council voted or advised the board and the chamber to get together and meet and see if we could come to some kind of agreement to, skip hand in hand into the budget hearing today at 4 and see if we could come to an equitable solution. And I have to say that I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to go back to the budget subcommittee met with the chamber, and we sat down and just listened to what their proposal was. They came to us and basically said that they felt like they could not do their economic development program for under $75,000. And additionally, that when they drew back to $75,000, they had a list of items which they no longer wanted to carry in the chamber office that they felt were visitor center oriented items. Those items included a copy machine for, I think the copy, $400 and some odd dollars a month lease, which we declined to have. We just said straightforward right there, we wouldn't need the copy machine lease. Additionally, they do not want to fund the billboard any longer. They wanted that the webcam. They did not want to fund the webcam any longer and wanted us to take over funding for the webcam. Additionally, Karen.
They wanted to know if we were interested in the space that they were in.
Yeah, if we want. Space. That's correct. If we want to take the rent over on the current space at roughly $14,000 a year, which you know, we declined. And so, really, what we're talking about picking up in terms of cost of items that they have are singularly the billboard, if this board is interested in it, and the webcam, which was nominal, but is placed down at the site and location that they have now. So there would be some question if we didn't retain that site, would we want to retain it there? And in talking to Rob Schultz, the city attorney, it was discussed that we may be able to place it on another lease site down along the Embarcadero, or rather along the waterfront, and that we may not need to worry about that right now, but that's something that we can negotiate with another leaseholder in the future. And additionally, when we consider those things, we're considering the $116,850. So we sat as a budget subcommittee and came up, used the $75,000 conversation as a launching point for what we might be able to recommend. And at this point, before we go any further into what we're going to recommend, I think what we'll do is, to keep this orderly and get us out of here on time, we're going to pull the board and hear your comments from those that were not involved in that conversation.
To look at the full amount that the city has in the past funded, in the prior year funded for the CPC. That's okay. When we came up with that.
And so the chamber said that they would need $75,000 to operate or to do the economic development aspect of it. Would that fund their total operation then?
That was their bare bones minimum for
of the chamber.
Getting their program up and running.
Okay.
The chamber's economic development.
Assuming program. That they weren't responsible for the rest of these items, like the billboard, the copy machine, webcam, and then as far as the rent goes, then where would the chamber be at?
They're looking at sites now.
Okay. But they're definitely going to leave that location?
Correct.
In the Embarcadero?
Correct.
Okay. I think it would be rent prohibitive for them.
Right. And so then, and their contract is up at the end of this year, correct? In December, or doesn't it go through?
Their lease, you mean, on that site?
Not, well, what their funding, I guess.
I think the city decided in February that the visitor center would be funded through December.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With the chamber.
Right. That's right.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, so that I think that answers all my questions for right now.
Okay, and the $116,850 to dive further into your question has traditionally going back 18 or 19 years, mm-hmm. been or 17 years, whatever it is, been used as promotional funding, marketing funding for the destination and city of Morro Bay.
Right.
So that's what the money has traditionally been used for.
Okay.
But right now,
entire council to work with the chamber to come up with a compromise solution. And I think it's important that we heed those words from the council and try to come up with something that's equitable on both sides. So I think something in the middle is what we need to come up with. I think my sense was if we came up with something that the chamber agreed with, that the council would probably support that 100% immediately, number one. And then number two, of the $116,850 that the chamber was looking for, my understanding from the comments of the council was that the community development portion of that, which was $36,850, which dealt with grant writing and events promotion, pocket parks and things like that, was something that the council felt events and promotions were already taken care of inside of TBID, pocket parks, and drinking fountains were city's responsibility. So my sense was that the council didn't have a strong desire to move forward on the community development portion of the recommendation from the chamber. I think those are accurate representations, but I think they're important for us to remember here.
John, let me ask, did you say that of the $75,000 that they would bare bones, they would require 36 of the 36 of the 75 would be used for economic development? Is that what you said?
No, the chamber at the time was asking for the entire 168.50. And of that, they had part of their plan was called community development.
Mm-hmm.
And the value they put on that plan, I've got their presentation was $36,850.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I think, the part that
where we're at 3 years in. We are a city advisory board. We have been here to advise the city of Morro Bay. And the city council, who I hope is listening, has asked us, they asked us back several months ago to look at the entire promotions of the city of Morro Bay. This whole thing for people going out in the world and saying that we have only dealt with hotels to me is flabbergasting and outright unethical and very frustrating, because everything we've done at this board has been full-on destination marketing. So to back up, I want us to remember that when we were looking at this entire proposal, it was to look at the entire city of Morro Bay's marketing and promotions. We looked at visitor center, we looked at community promotions, and we looked at ourselves. And we had wanted everything to be combined. We wanted a simple flow. We never asked City Council to dissolve the CPC. The original intent, when we gave that motion out several months ago, when they dissolved the CPC, was to combine CPC with TBID. We didn't want the TBID, the hoteliers, to be all the ones sitting up here as hoteliers. We wanted to get the rest of the community involved and have CPC join us with their money and have it all be together as destination marketing. Unfortunately, somewhere along the mix, the council dissolved CPC, and here we are now. That has divided the city more, which is very saddening and disheartening, because that's not what we wanted. That was never our choice. That was not what we asked them to do. We asked them to combine everything. So I personally really feel for us to, and I agree with what public speaker said earlier, if we are not going to have a partnership and go from there to market this city, we right now are, our TOT is through the roof. We are doing a great job. What we've been doing the last year, it's working. Can you please let us try to get this train together and go together all on the right track? When I got the thing from the chamber yesterday, I was really just disheartened, saying economic development versus hotel promotions. There should be no verses. We're all in the same city trying to work together. And this is not helping us work together. And it's really just, it's frustrating. And I also want to remind the city, too, that when we started up, we took over AGP video charges. We paid the VCB dues. We're paying money into the visitor center. So we have already started this partnership that we thought was going to move forward, and we were running forward, and all of a sudden I feel like if we don't get the community promotions money, it comes to a screeching halt. I don't want all of the marketing to fall on just the hoteliers. I think then that's where you get people saying it's hotel promotions. We need retail, restaurant, shops up on this board doing the new Travel and Business Bureau. I think that was our original intent, and now things have gotten shaken up, and I personally really feel we need to get this full, it needs to be a full partnership. I want them on this board, the new travel board, and I think the money comes along with that. It's one big picture, and if it's not going to be one big picture, then I think we need to reevaluate the whole TBID in a whole and reevaluate the whole process. Again, City Council has asked us to do this. We've done everything they've asked. You've got hoteliers out there going, I'm trying to be patient with the process. I'm trying to be patient with the process. Well, we're going through the process, and now all of a sudden the process has come to a halt. I've called down to the office, and I get no response. You can't communicate with someone if they don't call you back. And I'm going to end on that note.
Member Beeman, can you hear me? Okay.
We don't get to hear ourselves.
Okay. Economic development requires a long-term plan. The long-term plan is adopted and funded by a city to sustain existing businesses as well as to attract new businesses to move into this area. Since one of the city's considerations at tonight's budget hearing is to set aside funds for economic development, since no economic plan is in place, funds should be spent to bring immediate action to the city. Tourism does that. TBID has been responsible for generating the financial bulk of funding and the management responsibility to promote and market this city. there are immediate results that benefit most businesses. The obvious is that when somebody comes to visit this town, they occupy a hotel, a vacation rental, a campground, or just come for the day. When they are here, they eat, they shop, they play, they need gasoline. This activity supports this city, brings in tax dollars, and is Morro Bay's future. When there's traffic, the businesses do well, and the vacant stores will be rented because a potential business will see opportunity. Visitors to this area take notice of the abundance of traffic, which to them makes Morro Bay appear to be a viable business community. If there is a high occupancy, there will be more hotels built, which will offer construction job opportunities and long-term employment. Streets and sidewalks are in need of repair. Code enforcement is desperately needed. Existing city public parking is not sufficient to sustain traffic. We need to preserve public parking areas for our visitors and existing businesses, and to provide additional public parking. Public parking can be an additional source of revenue when properly managed. Feasibility studies need to be done. The council promises to operate with a forward vision. Economic development cannot succeed without a plan and guidelines to follow. Growth in tourism will bring the tax dollars to implement and fund the economic development plan. This plan must be in place before funding. The best use of general fund CPC funds is to make a direct investment into the city that will bring short and long-term results. Marketing the city has proven to be its greatest short-term and long-term asset. Ask yourself, how will the money be spent if TBID is granted this funding? The answer is simple. It will be used in the direct promotion of the city of Morro Bay, and the results are as described. If the money is granted to the Chamber of Commerce, how will the money be spent? For salaries? The plan that shows how these funds will be utilized to benefit the city is from TBID. I am in 100%, as well as the hoteliers I've talked to that are stakeholders. We want 100% of these funds, not a portion of them.
Member Biagini.
If the city in these tough economic times, which are now, even with the loss of the lease with the power plant, even tougher for the city, going to be able to continue its partnership even at the level that it was. In question, the CPC general fund money. Unfortunately, the city has not looked at creating more funds, making more funds available for either economic development or marketing, destination marketing. And so the reality is, at this point, the city has asked us to come back with a compromise between what is available and allowing the chamber to move forward with some type of economic development plan. I would have liked to have seen the city, in the best case scenario, take its marketing dollars, its previously allocated marketing dollars, and continued marketing, continued partnership with the marketing agencies in promoting the destination. I think that's a responsibility of the city. And maybe allocating some new funds from general fund into economic development, which is also a responsibility in partnershiping in the overall picture of developing the city. I haven't seen that from the city. So at this point, the reality is we have a certain amount of money that the city is still not even earmarked, but at least is letting us your new program, your new organization up and running, and this is what we need. So we're kind of faced with that spot of trying to figure out, you know, what we both need and what we think, you know, is going to work for the city in moving us forward. At this point, I'm more inclined to think that the TBID needs to pull back a little bit, take what it give the chamber its ability to move itself forward and streamline our process. I do not understand why the chamber thinks that it needs to divest itself of the billboard and some of the other issues that it talked about, but you know, it's fighting for money too. I am disappointed that the city has taken the tactic that it has and is not stepping up to create a better partnership with the agencies that are in place to market the destination and have already shown hard dollar benefit to the city in our marketing efforts, that we have a three-year plan that's already showing benefit, and the city is stepping away from that in its financial responsibility. And to me, that's short-sighted on the city's part. But if that's the reality, if that's the way the city feels about it, then I think we need to buckle down, take what we can realistically work with in our budget, and move forward. I think we have a good plan in terms of streamlining and reorganizing the marketing for this city, and I would hate to see us...
a barrel, like a shootout. For the past 3 years, it's been, what are they going to do? How are they going to do it? How is it going to threaten us? You know, I have to say, I'm not offended, and I mean no offense, but I take exception to the constant attack coming from within the city for a board that has done nothing but try and put forward a good, branded marketing effort. We sat through two workshops on marketing and branding, two workshops on the director of tourism, multiple attempts at conversations with the Chamber of Commerce, council, everyone. Multiple attempts. Is it frustrating? Absolutely. Why is it frustrating? Because we've all either been in business or we are business people, and in real business, things don't move at the speed of a glacier. Things move forward at a good clip or you get eaten alive. And Morro Bay, for the 14 years prior to the T-bid, was being eaten alive in tourism. And now, with the T-bid in the past 3 years, we've made solid gains. As a matter of fact, thank you, T-bid board, you just got your figures for May, and I have to go back and look, but in April, Morro Bay, I'm talking about Morro Bay, and we're losing $700,000 to our budget based on the closure of our power plant. We need to drive the economy. And our efforts here on this board have driven the economy. So I mean no offense when I say that to everybody, but sometimes you get on board the bus or you're laying down in front of it and you get rolled over. And I'm tired of people taking pot shots at 35 hoteliers. Actually, it's 35 hotels. It's about 26 business individuals who have stepped forward and is now being asked to shoulder all of the weight for the destination marketing for this municipality, for the entire destination marketing. So that means, guys, if you're standing there in a retail shop right now watching this, or if you're standing there in a restaurant and watching this, or if you hear about this, this will affect you, because the marketing dollars for your restaurant and your retail shop and your recreation kayaking business are going to be cut. When a dollar is taken away that was traditionally used for promotions, it's going to be cut. It's going to come out of what remains. And are we frustrated? You bet, because it's tough to see the partnership when every time you put your hand out, your fingers get slapped. It's tough to see the partnership in that. So, going back, I've let it out. I clap my hands. Everyone knows how I feel. I'm walking away from that, and I'm ready to build the partnership further. We've gotten we make here to move forward with today. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to support it 100%. Because guess what? I heard from somebody else today outside of our city, shot an email saying, you know what? I just want you to know that we see what you guys are up against out here, and we think that you're a really good, solid group of professionals, and that the direction that you take this in will bode well for Morro Bay. So group together, stay positive, and keep the team spirit. So off we go. That's where we're at. We need to group together, stay positive. We are stronger together than we are off as individuals. When we make a decision here, we need to come together and not be working both ends against the middle, but have each other's backs on it. And that's what it comes down to. So I'm going to open it back up to John. John, present what we came together with, and thanks for letting me vent and have my comment.
I'm afraid to say anything right now. I think Karen and Joan already have their copy, so there should be one left over for Rob there, I think. We actually spent a lot of time as a budget subcommittee looking at these things, and I think probably everything that was said here so far probably got said amongst us as a budget subcommittee. The only thing that I think was missing, and I'd like to add, was that I think somewhere along the line, somebody has gotten the idea that what we do is not economic development.
Yeah.
This is economic teams will stay with us and probably grow over time. So. We've also put forward things along the line of the TOT reinvestment program, which I think, you know, once we get that going for the lodging industry, can hopefully stand as a model for the rest of the city for economic development in other industries besides the lodging industry. Anyway, that being said, what you have in front of you is actually the first two pages are the ones we worked with at our last meeting where we discussed budget. The first page is the forecast for the balance of this year, and it shows community promotions, visitor center, tourism bureau, and consolidation. So that's a restatement of what we've already looked at. Second page is also what you looked at the last meeting. This is the budget that we actually approved at our last meeting. So I think it's necessary that we have what we have approved in front of us to see what's going to be changed going forward. On page three, the first change you see is that the column community promotions is deleted. So if you then look at the consolidated total, if community promotions budget goes away, the $116,850 goes away, the consolidated total on page three is what's left. So total spending goes from $685,000 down to $570,000. The $116,850 goes away. That's partly offset by a growth in the assessment. That's why the net decline is less than $160,000, by about $50,000 to $133,000. So that takes, you know, a big, big chunk of our advertising budget away. And you can just go down the line and see all the other items that are reduced or eliminated. What the budget subcommittee did was, I guess, kind of like on a what we would hope would be a worst-case scenario, and let me explain the thinking on this. Based on the council's comments at the last meeting and based on the budget subcommittee with the chamber last Monday, I was not at that meeting. What we heard was that the city council would like to fund some sort of an economic development program, and that the chamber is saying the minimum amount of money they could get by with is $75,000. So a worst case scenario then leaves $41,850 on the table for us to recover, or for us to retain. Let me put it that way. In the event we retained the $41,850, the column on the right hand of page three is where the budget subcommittee would propose that we would reinstate that spending. We labored long and hard on things like the billboard. There's a story on the billboard that if it goes away, it goes away forever. So there's probably a reason to preserve that. So we said, okay, let's grudgingly put the billboard back into our budget. We reinstated $20,000 of community events. That's the single largest chunk of the $41,850 that would be reinstated. For example, into fulfillment, feeling that that would primarily be fulfillment towards the restaurant and retail side that was eliminated. If fulfillment was going to be left only to the hoteliers, well, this brings the restaurant retail side back in. Anyway, those are the five areas there where we would spend $41,850. And the idea of breaking them out separately was to be able to, number one, allow this board to be able to see where the money was going and debate whether that's where we would want it to go. And number two, be able to point it out to council that if the $41,850 on the worst case scenario was reinstated, this is where the money would go, and this is where we would make sure on a budget basis that the money was spent. For example, absolutely certain we would have a budget for $20,000 for local promotion. Like I say, that's the worst case scenario. The board, what we just heard was anywhere from this as a worst case scenario to we want the whole $116,850. And I guess at this point, this is what the subcommittee is recommending we do. But now it's subject to everybody else opening up to the rest of the board for discussion to find out where we actually will land to take back to council this afternoon.
So with that, I'm going to open up to the board. We'll start at the same spot. We'll poll the board. We'll poll the members who are not. Actually, Jane, we can start with you if you want. Karen, do you want to? You're on the budget subcommittee.
As the budget subcommittee, yeah. This is my recommendation.
Okay. Jane?
I want to say, no, we're going to give you less. That's their decision. Or if they postpone it to really take the time to decide what they want to do as a council for the city, they can do that. They can do anything they want to do. But I know that the best way to promote the city is through the efforts of marketing, and the council will benefit greatly from that. So I kind of stick to the first proposal.
Go ahead, Michelle.
I agree with Jane. I think that, again, we've been asked time and time again by council to look at the whole big picture. And I want the city as a partnership. I understand they're under constraints with their budget. But to my understanding, this year, TOT, that we've made the city has made themselves $100,000 extra dollars.
$150,000.
So I feel that if the chamber is wanting to do what they call economic development, and I go back to what John said, what we are doing here is economic development. No business is going to want to come and start up a new business here if there is no marketing and there is no promotions. They are only going to want to bring business in here if we have a vital working city. And it needs to get marketed and it needs to get promoted. So I really stand firm on requesting the full amount of money. Get economic development from where we've made some extra money. Don't cut the promotions out from under us. We need this money more this year than ever. I want to see a partnership for a long time to come. Again, I want to have other members sitting on this board to be part of this. CPC should have never let themselves go. I wish economic development can go somewhere else instead of asking for CPC money. But I stand firm on requesting the full amount.
Member Mendoza?
Yes, I mean, I agree that there should be no cuts in funding for the from the original CPC money. It should go towards tourism. There is great benefit in that. You know, economic development, 40% of the city's budget, it comes from tourism. So if you're developing that, it's a no-brainer as far as economic development goes. But realistically, I don't think the city's going to go with 100% of funding just because there's been a push on the chamber for economic development. And I think the perception would be that the city would be turning its back on the chamber. So I doubt that we would get 100%, but I think we should make an argument for it and be ready to adjust our budget like we've done here. I think, you know, realistically, again, well, I don't think we're going to get 100%, so we should be ready to make some adjustments. But, you know, we need to make a strong argument for what we're doing and the success that that tourism and the TOT has brought to the city just in the last, you know, 3 years.
So I sit on both the budget subcommittee, and I sit out there as a hotelier, and I hear tourism's frustration. And I would remind everyone that this is not about, it's not about at 40%. Having said that, though, I understand that I hear Nick, actually, with what he said about thinking that the city will not be willing to walk away from the chamber and not support them at some level. And I think there's a mistake out there by the public when they look at the chamber's figures. They consistently look at the gross. You have to look at the net. And basically, if they don't get the $75,000, they have somewhere between $100,000 and $120,000 to operate on, and they won't be operating at the level that they're operating on. And, you know, it's about their survival. And, you know, you can't look at the gross when it comes to survival. You got to look at your net, right? We're all business people. Gross is great, but net survival. It's what you take home at the end of the day. That's right. And, you know, you don't pay your employees on gross. You pay your employees out of the net. So, you know, it's about their survival. So I don't think that, and I hear Michelle, actually. I hear Michelle with the $150,000 in additional money that's going to the general fund. There should be support for tourism and economic development. It should be the ability to walk down the path hand in hand to make a stronger, more viable Morro Bay. So, you know, what we need to put down is hard figures, folks. So I'm going to do a quick straw poll.
For economic development, I believe that we need to move forward with economic development because I think we need to do something about empty storefronts and all that. Everything's already been said.
Absolutely.
I don't believe in this proposal. I think what we ought to do is, if we're going to look at economic development, I think we ought to do a survey and find out what other how other cities have approached this. Let's not reinvent the wheel ourselves here. Let's go out and find out what kind of other organizations are out there that professionally for living assist cities in economic redevelopment. I'm sorry, I'm hearing the chamber is going to have financial problems if we don't bail them out. And that's not part of a decision as it relates to economic development.
There we go.
That's two different issues.
Thank you.
If we decide as a city we want to provide financial assistance to the chamber, that's a decision we need to take on by itself. If we decide as a city we're looking at economic development, then I think that's a different decision we need to take on. And there's a different approach. And I guess I would look at a survey, and I would look at an RFP, and I would look at other entities that are out there that could professionally help us in economic development. So I'm going to throw a thought out here, and it's a numbers thought. The power plant, you know, is in trouble. we're losing revenue in our harbor fund and on our general fund. I will compliment council starting about 3 years ago where we started weaning ourselves off of the money going to the general fund from the power plant. We could be looking at paying a 500 contribution to the economic development and to tourism. Be a total of $100,000 split 50-50 between the TBID and whoever it is that wins the economic redevelopment contract after this thing goes out in RFP. and that we make a token suggestion contribution back to the general fund of $16,850 to help the city ease the pain on the $200,000 we all have to come up with. So that's, you know, what I said before was this $41,850 is kind of the worst case scenario. The best case scenario, I think, is where Michelle and Jane are coming from. We keep the whole one, the whole thing. I'm saying let's all suffer some pain in this thing and try and help out the general fund a little bit, even if it's just a token help out with the $16,850. I would also add to that, because I think it's important we pick up on what Michelle said. I think our intent at the very beginning was that this board would probably go to 9 people, mm-hmm. and we'd have restaurant, recreation, and retail represented on this board. Yeah. We've got restaurants sitting here. I would recommend the council look at expanding the board to a couple more people to bring retail and recreation on the board going forward. I think these all should be part of our recommendations going back to the council as part of our solution. I have one other thought. What was it? I guess that's pretty, I can't remember what the last one was. There were several going through my head all at once, but spirit of trying to make things work, and in the spirit of maybe we have focused as a board too much on our external marketing, public relations, and maybe we need as a board to focus a little bit more in the future on our internal marketing and public relations to make sure that everybody understands what it is we're doing and that what we're attempting to do is to benefit the entire community, to benefit all the businesses, not just the hoteliers. I think we are, but I think we need to prove that and we need to demonstrate it to everybody in the city, the other business people that aren't in the hotel business, the people who question why we have tourists coming into town need to understand that they're paying for our ambulances and fire department, that kind of stuff. We need to do a better job going forward on our internal public relations, I think. Those would be the key points I would put in there. But from a financial perspective, I said let's take 100,000, split it 50-50. We'll be hurting, but we'll survive. The chamber or whoever gets that contract, basically you need a plan. I think Jane said that. Mm-hmm. This is not a plan. This is no how-tos. These are ideas. There's no plan here. We need a plan. And that will, the 50,000 will at least buy us a real actionable plan that then we can make it, or the council can make a decision on going forward as to really whether we want to invest in another form of economic development beyond what we're doing as a TV board. So, sorry for taking too long.
You did not take too long. And member Beeman wants to comment.
Use the money. There's nothing in there about, oh, we have to, you know, go ahead and pay our salaries or this, that. This is all money that's going to come back to the city threefold, okay? I am not in favor of splitting any money off unless there is a specific plan and that money is used for finding out what that plan is. But there's a lot of components that go in that. But to use that money to underwrite other things is inappropriate for the use of those funds. So, and it is taxpayer funds. So my feeling is that, and I have to leave because I'm the only one at my business right now, I am in favor of the 100% coming to us unless there is a motion made that to the city that if they're going to split off money that it's used to develop a written plan which also has guidelines and they're going to have to follow those guidelines. Well, it's not just accountability measures. We don't even have, you know, we have a smoking ordinance, for example, and the citizens of the city are the ones that have to enforce it. in a redevelopment, a real formal redevelopment or economic development, there's an officer there, and the guidelines are prescribed to, and there's funding in there, and a lot of compromising over the past couple of years. And I want to be clear that this is not about economic development versus hotel promotion. That statement, economic development versus hotel promotion, is extremely divisive. It's divisive, and it's not coming out of this board. It's not coming out of this board. So that divisiveness came from somewhere else in our community, and it's saddening, and it's disheartening. And I think even John Myers, Member Myers' conversation here, talking about a 50-50 split, shows that that economic development versus hotel promotion divisiveness is not coming from us, but that we are responsible business people on an advisory board to the City Council, and that we will be advising them with the best interests of the city in mind and not with a divisive posture. And so I'm sure that the individual or individuals responsible for those statements, which economic development versus hotel promotion, I'm sure that that kind of divisiveness, when people recognize it, will not I think it'll come back to make them probably relook at their position of support. Those are the people that, sadly, with that
excluded, and Jane to a certain extent, although Jane is looking at things from a slightly different point of view, and I think John makes a very good point in when we make our proposal, when we take our role as advisors to the council, and make our proposal, that we look at it from a point of view of compromise and advice to the council that if you do choose to put money into economic development, to a specific economic development plan for the city, that it's looked at a little more carefully, that the plan is looked at a little more carefully, that it's not just a rollover of funds. And I think that's a point that hasn't been brought up here before. And I think that's a very good point. And I would hope that the city would take note of that in its decision this evening. And I think that it's something, it definitely deserves merit in taking into consideration. And quite honestly, it does make it a little easier for this board to see its budget cut to a certain extent, the overall destination marketing budget for the city cut to a certain extent for a specific plan. I mean, this board has gone through, as was noted, numerous workshops and meetings to come up with a plan. And in the city's now considering just turning over money to an agency that basically has not gone through the same process. Let's just say has not gone through the same process. Step back and offer a compromise to the city. I think that's what the city has asked us to do. And I'll leave it at that.
Quickly, Member Myers, if we go to a 50-50 split, I'm going to be honest with you. I would like to see the destination local advertising, that line bolstered, because I think that the city's contribution of $4,850 for advertising, and I don't mean the city as an attack, I'm saying the city taxpayer contribution for advertising restaurant, retail, and recreation, businesses that support the tax base and are part of economic development in this community, to have them advertised at a level of $4,850 a year, that's not very much money to get that local message out on tourists coming into them. I mean, I remember at one point when the overall city budget was $33,000 for marketing, and when TBID came in, we looked at that and said we couldn't believe that that would be the contribution for marketing a city. And now we're talking about the contribution for marketing, restaurant, retail, and recreation being $4,850. So if we go to a $50,000, I would like to see the additional $8,900 go into that line. I really would, but, you know, it's a board decision. I'm only one person.
Just to tag on that, you know, the $20,000 for community event marketing, it seems like that could be adjusted down if we did, if we're doing advertising out there, just add something on, like a tagline that wouldn't increase it to the $20,000.
We saw it together. I think it shocked us. That was probably the meeting where we were just kind of stuck in the mud the most out of any meeting we've ever had, and that was because we had, what, $300,000 in requests for funding at that single meeting. You're talking about over half of our budget, and that was sticker shock for all of us. And so we're talking about twiddling that down to $20,000 of available funds for requests and probably changing that form. I mean, 4th of July, who we love to support, we've been great supporters of 4th of July. We've supported them as a single industry $25,000 in 3 years plus, you know, in-kind marketing. So I think that we've done a great job of promoting the 4th of July and getting that group back on their feet. And so when you think about over 3 years, $25,000, and they requested $15,000 this year, that would be three quarters of that $20,000 line. Yeah, I like the $20,000 mark, but I'm one vote.
Well, I think part of the issue with the events funding is that a lot of people look at the TBID as just sitting on a big pot of money, and that let's see what we can get out of there. And I think that perception has to change. I think we need to let people know, maybe for internal marketing for the TBID itself, that the money is there, but it has a specific reason it's there. It's coming from our local hoteliers, and it needs to be spent on promoting the whole city, and that, you know, events per se aren't something that really don't fall under that heading a lot of times. So it just I think we need to get that message out as far as event funding.
I think for the 50-50, 16,000, or the other one was that 40-70, split is the three I've heard. So for discussion purposes, maybe we need a motion to be heard. The only other one for analytical information is that, you know, it's interesting hearing the topic, because staff proposed to do an economic development study 3 years ago with Buxom, and the price was $50,000, and staff was very excited about doing that study, and the group was going to perform that, and it was turned down by council. So
I remember that.
That might be able to be revised with this $50,000 if that's the way council goes.
Yes.
I'm not sure. We passed a resolution, and the resolution to be read to council this afternoon, or
the motion.
Motion. I mean. Do we have 5 minutes to? I'm thinking.
How much time do we have?
Things about, like, expanding the board tonight to include more people. Does that have to be in the motion, or will we be able to explain
You could explain that to them this evening. I mean, your bylaws are coming forward to you on Thursday to make changes to them, but if you wanted that message to be sent to council, then that message could be part of the motion.
I am assuming I'm stepping forward, and is this only at public comment that I'm able to address the council, or
yes,
is there a moment when they discuss? Okay, great,
yeah,
public comment. So it could be. It could be anywhere between 30 seconds and 3 minutes based on the amount of people in the room, because it's only a two-hour meeting, right?
That's correct. If there is, in fact, that much public comment, council could limit public comment in order to get to the budget, because they do want to get to it.
I hear you. Okay. So what we're looking for, folks, the feelings out.
You know, one thing, too, that I watched that city council meeting, where is why we're here today, and I kept hearing council talk, too, a lot about events and wanting these events. I remember there was a big discussion about, they were so happy that the 4th of July went out on its own and isn't under the chamber. But I want to reiterate that all those events come to us. So they're wanting to slash our money, and they want all these events to go out there. But I don't know if everybody realizes that all those events are coming to us. There was a big discussion about that night. And so I just want to reiterate that, too, because they're saying, go out on your own. But yet they need to understand those people, that those individual entities, Harborfest, 4th of July, all of these things, they're coming to us and asking us for funds. So if we don't have funds to give them, that's going to be cut on that end as well. So I just want to remind everybody of that.
I think in today's economic reality, things have changed dramatically. The city has been forced to step away from funding the VCB, the county level marketing. The city has been forced to ask the TBID to partner in funding the visitor center. The city has been forced to ask the TBID to publish itself with our AGP production. So, you know, unfortunately, the reality is that the city budget is has forced the marketing efforts for the city to, you know, go in a different direction, to be diluted by taking up some of what the city was able to do in the past. And, you know, I think the community needs to understand that. And in terms of the overall budget scenario, it doesn't seem to be getting a lot better other than with the efforts that also comes back. And there isn't anybody on the TBID board that doesn't recognize the importance of economic development.
No one.
No one comes to Morro Bay just to sit in their hotel room.
Absolutely not.
We all recognize this. So I think the compromise proposal that John is making in terms of having the city look at funding some economic development from a point of view of really looking at it, not just turning the money over, and, you know, taking some a little bit of money back into general funds and actually still partnering to some extent. It's not to the extent that anybody on the TBID board would like to see, but the reality is this is what the city's got to work with. And so, and also partnering with the TBID in marketing the destination.
Okay, so, oopsie, are we on? Yeah, sorry. So what we're looking for is we need to get a motion out on the table. I think we need to recognize with the economic development that we would like to see come forward in the city of Morro Bay, because it's only going to make everybody stronger, is that we're suggesting that there be an RFP or a study done to further enhance an economic development push for our city. We'd like to recommend a 50-50 split somehow of the money, either a 50-50 split of the 116,850 or a 50-50 split of 100,000 with 16,850 back to the general fund. But might I remind the board that the general fund has seen an increase of about 150 on that. I mean, it'd be tough to find another segment of business that's hunting up a better partnership than that. So that's, I think, part of, you know, the survival of all of us. But I'm looking for a motion from the board. So those are a couple of motions you can make. And third, the support that Member Beeman was looking at was just to go back at the 116,850 and say to the council, if you want to cut, you figure out where you cut it from and throw your hands in the air. So it really depends on what approach this board has to or wants to take, not has to take. What approach the board wants to take as a whole. I am going to push the microphone away, and I'm going to have you not be a free-for-all, but I'm going to ask for a motion from the board supporting one of those.
Well, before we make a motion, I just want to tail on something that Karen said. You know, that money that the CPC has gotten in the past has been as high as $250,000. It's been as low as $25,000, depending on what state the city's in budget-wise, so that money could go away with one single vote. I mean, it all could go away. So that's something to kind of think about also. And then as far as what's been out on the table, you know, I'm just a little bit leery about saying, you know, advise, you know, this board advising either the council or the city on what economic development should be. That's really not what we've been charged to do. I mean, we're telling the chamber how they should do economic development. I'm just a little bit leery about that. So I'm a little bit leery also about splitting the money, you know, the 50-50 split of 100,000, just because, you know, it's almost like, you know, we're 100% just because that money has been earmarked for promotions from the beginning. And then if the city wants to look at it again in their new budget next year or whatever, then they should look at it then. And then maybe there could be some more study done on economic development in the meantime.
Well, Nick, I understand that and I appreciate it, but we were tasked with the last proposal made to the city of our original
which was
budget to come up with some kind of compromise. And the city basically said, come up with a compromise with the chamber. And so that's what we're trying to do now. And I don't think that we're rising to that task if we go back with the same budget and ask them for the same amount.
Now, did you say that our the budget committee, our budget committee, did they meet with the chamber or their subcommittee?
We did.
And what was their compromise? I mean, what were they, I mean,
well, they came.
Did you meet with them after the council asked us to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And they came to the meeting. It was Craig and Susan Stewart, and you know, basically we had not talked with you because we can't because of the Brown Act.
Right.
So we came to the meeting just to kind of listen to them. You know, they had it appeared as though they had downloaded the budget from the staff report, and there was an effort on their behalf from the chamber side to go through what we were proposing as a budget and try and make interested in. So it was more of an approach of they were interested in $75,000 in order for us to get there. There were some suggestions that they might be interested in putting forward on how we could get that there, you know, modify our budget. So basically what
their bottom line is their compromise is we need $75,000 and you can have the rest. Okay. That was their bottom line in one sentence. Their compromise is we must have $75,000.
And additionally that we pick up those additional expenses.
And you know, the council, as well as said in the proposed meeting, that the community development portion of their budget, that original $36,000, was really city responsibility anyway. It wasn't really part of an economic development
they
plan.
They did say that. She's
so
right.
That brings them down to $80,000, and they were compromising by bringing themselves down to $75,000.
So
she's right.
I have
that.
A question here. Why then are we as a board, and I know I'm kind of the lone holder now that Jane's walked away, why is it that we are constantly compromising? And that, you know, and I get it. Believe me, kumbaya. I love you all out there. Love you, city. Love you, chamber. I really want to work with you all. But I just feel that we are constantly the ones giving and giving and giving and compromising and compromising. And I get the city's in a, but we're trying to make them money. You've got to put money in to make it. It's just, we all know that as business
people.
You've
got to spend money to make money.
You've got to spend it to make it. So I just feel like the chamber didn't cut anything out. Why are we going to go back to council today and say, oh, well, we're willing to cut again. We're going to keep compromising.
$4,850 for restaurant, retail, and recreation promotion. I feel the worst about that. I mean, that's the thing. So
where's that 133? Isn't that 133 destination local advertising? That's already in our current budget.
No.
Isn't that our full budget?
Destination.
That's the total destination. That's everything that builds in there.
I mean, and I agree. As a CPC member, believe me, I want to see. You know, there was just an ad out locally about the Tribune. We wanted to do it. There's so many things that we want to add. That part of our promotions and part of our marketing is not just out of county. There's so many things that we do in county. You know, I just don't understand why we're always the only ones compromising. That's where's the chamber to say, yeah, you know what, I'm taking my $75,000 and I'm going to go down to 60. I mean, give us a bone, you know?
So what I still need to hear from the board is a motion to move us forward. I think I'm sorry, I'm not trying to talk over you, and I seriously am not trying to limit your conversation. It's all very good conversation, and I hope you feel like your voice was heard here today. I really do.
I know you're
speaking for the hotel. So back on to a motion. We're trying to get to a motion that will show some form of compromise, since that's what we were asked to do. So, you know, I'm going to back off the microphone and look for a nice strong motion from you.
I make a motion that we go to the board and ask for the full 116,850.
I'll second.
Discussion? Everybody's shooting at right. it, even though mm-hmm. I asked everybody to put their guns away. Right. Everyone's shooting at it. And they asked TBID and Chamber, not Community Promotions, I'm sorry, to go back, and that was money that was traditionally used for marketing, to go back and look at how we could come to an equitable solution, agreeing to compromise on both ends.
I watched that meeting, though, and there were a few council members on there that were fine with giving us the full amount. So I think you're right. There were a few council members that said, what would this budget look like? They basically said, what would your budget look like if we compromised and we went half and half? So I think maybe in that motion, we say we would like to request the 116,850. If you cut any of our budget, it will go directly out of marketing. Or we, and then we tell them, they said go out, we want you to compromise, we want you guys to work together. What would your budget look like if we did not give you this money? That was what they stated.
Rob, do you have their, was that a motion that they made, Rob, or was that a directive? Okay, thank you. Appreciate that, you're honest.
But I
appreciate your honesty.
But there's a few reasons why, I mean, because I was kind of on the fence, but then as far as the other options for a motion, but, you know, being that the chamber really has just given us an outline, there's no budget, it really doesn't show where any of the money's going, so I'm really leery about.
Unfortunately.
Because of that, then I'm leaning towards the 100%. Funding.
Unfortunately,
I don't know if that can be put in motion or not.
All of these issues have been brought forward before. Mm-hmm. You know, this is nothing new that the council has heard. You know, is the economic development plan presented by the chamber strong enough? Does it cover enough issues? Is it the city's place to help support the Chamber of Commerce? Mm-hmm. You know, these are not new issues. The issue at this point, I think, is are we willing to compromise, as the city has asked us to do, so that the city can put some money into economic development, be it with the chamber or be it with developing, putting out an RFP for development of an economic development plan, for hiring, for the city looking and hiring a outside business to develop an economic plan. I think that's because the city is only talking about having a certain amount of money to spend. And I think that's what we're looking at trying to figure out today. Are we willing to compromise, or do we go back to the city and throw it back in their lap and make them make the decision again, which they were unwilling to do a month ago?
But politics have changed. I really feel watching that council meeting that day, it was about politics. They were all up there playing politics. And that's where I get so frustrated. We are not a political board. We should not be political. This is business. It is not political. And
that's right.
I think what we get tonight will be a different council than what we got prior to election. I think it will be different. I think that there is a different pulse. They were all playing politics that night, and
well, you
could
know,
see
the
it.
City doesn't have to take our recommendation. They didn't
they
take it a month
exactly.
ago. We can go in and ask for a 50-50, and they can give us 100%. Or they can decide to give 100% to economic development.
Okay,
I think that we should take the high road and do what the city has asked us to do and come up with a compromise.
On the table.
I know there's a motion on the table. I'm thinking. I'm sorry. There's a motion on the table for the 116,850. We have a couple of members. I'd like to see if in this conversation we can get around to a solution. One of the solutions that I'm thinking about here is that we move forward and say, look, we recognize the situation that you've asked us to come back at. We still stand firm that the 116,850 would be used for economic development through the marketing of all of the businesses in the city of Morro Bay. However, if you don't feel like that's the direction, and we can reflect that based off the $150,000 of additional money that you've received into just from TOT. That doesn't include sales tax, which is going to go up when we get the report quarterly. So we go back and we say, look, 116,850, plan B, 50-50 at the 116,850 level, plan C, you know, I don't know if we even want to do a plan C, but if we do, the 41,850, you decide how you're going to cut the marketing budget and if you are willing to cut out the business taxpayers in the city from being marketed.
You know, and this is my thing. I get, I would love if there, I will guarantee you that economic development money will probably not go to some RFP thing. They, it is going to go to the chamber and their economic development plan. We cannot tell the council what to do with their money, and there's already a push.
Right. We're asking them, we're telling them what to do with their money. We're asking them.
We're advising.
We're advising them.
What to do with their money right now.
Right.
We're
but advising. I mean, I just want realistically, we know that the chamber is going to get the other half of whatever, or whatever we just, whatever we don't get, we know they're going to get. They could give us nothing tonight anyways. We might have cut off our own foot anyways, but I just want to remind that in a perfect world, it would be great to do an RFP. It'd be great to do the study for $50,000. But they're looking more at keeping the chamber alive. I mean, that's really what they're looking at, is to save the chamber, the survival of the chamber.
Taxpayer money.
The taxpayers.
And I appreciate that, Michelle, but that is going to be the council's decision.
Right.
And all we're going to do is advise.
Right.
And that's all we're going to do is advise them with this little $116,000 on what the TBID board thinks is the best use of that money.
Well,
and
okay.
I think if we come to a compromise now and say, oh, we'll only take $40,000 and we'll be a partner, we'll do it, we'll never get that money back. It'll never be given back. We have a responsibility not only to our stakeholders, but also to those taxpayers. I want the taxpayers' voice to be heard as well. I sat on CPC before here. I want retailers, restaurant, recreation to all have their say in all of this. And if there's no money there from the city, as a stakeholder representative, why should the stakeholders keep foot in the bill? And that's why I want this partnership there. So I would stand behind, again, there's that motion on the table. I would have no problem making a friendly amendment that plan B is if we did a split and it went the 50-50, here's where it would be cut, and we look at the budget and we show them exactly where it would be cut. I would make that recommendation in that motion, but again, I want the 116,850 to be requested fully. Motion on the table.
There's a motion on the table. There's a friendly amendment on the table. That takes a second off. I'm sorry. The friendly amendment to her own motion would be to add a second line that if it was cut, that it would be cut no further than a level of 50-50, and that the budget would look like X, which is, you know, would look like X with that 50-50 cut. So present the budget with the 116,850, then have a secondary line which presents if you cut up to 50% out of that budget, this is where it would be coming from.
The main motion was to ask for the full 116,800, and if cut, it would come out of marketing, but the amendment to that would be in that cut, and if you do cut, it should not be more than the 50-50 split.
Should not be more than a 50-50 split. Is that, that's what she's saying is correct. And is there a...
I'll second that friendly amendment.
For discussion, okay.
For discussion.
So I just want to say that we're...
Give them options.
Yeah, we're the only Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Body in the entire county that sits with anyone other than hoteliers on the board. And I just want to say thank you to Member Myers and to Member Mendoza for the pot shots that they've taken over the last 3 years and what they've put up with, because they're not hoteliers, and they've stepped forward to sit on this advisory board as liaisons out in our city. One is a private citizen. The other one is a business owner here with a fabulous Mexican restaurant. And I just, you know... I think that we're all grateful for your efforts. I want you to know that. So that's the first thing. We're grateful to have you on our board, because it gives us a great, solid, diverse voice. Comments on that motion? It's up for discussion. Member Myers.
As stated, I'm not going to be able to go for it. I would rather, and I think Karen said it, take the high road and kind of a leadership road, and I would rather start improving our image in the community and the understanding of what we do right now. And as part of that process, I would like to say, okay, I think, I understand the 116 is going to be gone if we let it go, and if we're going to come back. I'm personally in favor of privatizing the whole effort anyway, but as long as we can keep our hands on as much as we can, let's do that. But I would rather take a position of, okay, let's find a compromise solution on the money. I would rather also add in there that we'd expand this board, and I would also rather add in there that we don't support the proposal for economic expansion or a redevelopment that's been presented. We think the process has been flawed. It should be an RFP process. It's taxpayer money that's being spent, and it should be spent properly. And hopefully there's enough taxpayers out there that are listening to this and seeing where that money is going, and would also say something tonight in support of that. This is taxpayer money. We support economic redevelopment, but we don't support just handing money to the chamber. We think there's a proper process we need to go through to determine how much and where that money should go. There should be an RFP process, there should be a plan submitted, and then there should be measurable objectives, and there should be measurable results before any money's continue to be spent.
And I do think that it's our place to make that recommendation to the council.
Absolutely.
And then it's the council's decision on whether they take it or not.
Absolutely.
But I don't think there's anything tainted in our making that recommendation. And, we keep going back to the point of, in the first place, I don't at all support the motion that's diluted with, we want it all, but we'll compromise at 50%. You know, that is not, to me, we need to come forward with a strong motion on where we are with this. And obviously, we're not going to get 100% vote on this board in terms of where we stand. I'm not even sure at this point if we're going to get a majority. But, I think we need to, as the board, put forward a strong motion on what we are willing to deal with in terms of, to compromise with in terms of this proposed general fund money of $116,000.
Okay, so in order to keep this from becoming a 3-hour meeting, okay, I'm going to limit this to 20 minutes. If we can't come to, at 12 o'clock, we're done here, okay, because they need this room. So we need to move forward. Unless you have a new comment, unless you have something new to add to the conversation, what I'm going to do is move us to a vote, because if this one doesn't fly, we need to move to another motion. So, Rob, if you can read the motion back to us.
The motion was to ask for the full amount of $116,800, and if that budget is cut, then it would come out of marketing, and that if it is cut by council, then that would be no more than 50% split.
I would have no problem adding on to that with that recommendation with the RFP process for the economic development if we wanted to add that in to...
Let's take that as a separate motion.
Okay. And my thing is I don't think this is a compromise. This would be, this is what is going to happen if you cut us.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. So is there anything else on that motion?
Well, I don't have anything on the motion, but it's too bad that Member Beaman left because she probably would have voted in favor of this. Just throw that out there.
I have to say something before we vote. I need you to know that I totally support John and Karen's idea. I am 100% fully behind. We have to take the high road on some of these things. And we're not a political board. And maybe there was politics played. I don't know. I was gone to my father-in-law's memorial. You know, I don't know what that meeting looked like. And maybe there was politics played, but I have to say, sometimes we have to take the high road on what we're doing. And I think part of the internal PR campaign and what they're trying to do is the right thing to do. I hear both sides of this, and for me, this is both sides against the middle. And I think we're ready to vote. Let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
I abstain. Back to a new motion. Okay. So, I would like... Yes.
Supports economic development for the city and supports going out for an RFP process that would involve a process that outlined John's comments. And I'd like to let you go there, John, on what you were saying to make that motion and get that motion taken care of.
John?
Yeah, I'd like to make the motion that Rob just said. I'd like to make a motion that to state that the board, I believe, unanimously supports economic development for the city, and we feel that the city should take action to fund economic development immediately. And we think the process of doing that should be the normal process we use when we're looking into a new activity such as this, as have asked staff to create an RFP and go out and interview various providers of these kinds of services, which, and at the same time, ask staff to poll some of our other cities that we're friendly with to find out how other cities have approached this, brought the situation. That we adopt some entity down the road to move forward an economic development plan for us, that be plan be well documented in a detailed plan that has hurdles and time frames established so we can measure actual results from the effort. Is that okay, Rob?
I'll second that.
Any discussion on that? Any conversation on that? Do we think we have board support for including that this evening? Looks like we have board support for something here today. Okay, so there was a second. Okay. Member Biagini seconded. Any further conversation? No? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? Okay, we just got through a motion unanimously, folks. Let's move to...
Yeah, I'm on a roll. Can I try again?
You're on a roll. He wants to try again. Hit it.
I would like to make a motion that we recommend to council that we expand this board, the TBID board, to 9 people, and that we would have... We've already got representation from restaurant on here. We also would like to see representation from the retail industry and recreation as well.
Yes, I'll second that. Can I second? I'll second that. I'll second that motion for discussion and open it for discussion by saying that was part of our original motion that we made way back when we talked about combining CPC with us, and I totally have always supported that. I think that that would be fabulous, and yeah, I'm all in.
I'm for that as well, and that was something that we discussed, and we were hoping that would happen. Just as a reminder, too, you know, when all this kind of came down from the council, that the CPC decided to disband themselves just abruptly and toss a lot of the money out, and so it's unfortunate that some of those members didn't decide to kind of jump on the bandwagon with us and move the process forward. But I hope they will in the future for sure. But I do. I'm in favor of adding two spots of retail and recreation.
Part of that discussion, though, is if there's no partnership and no money, then I think that is something that has to be addressed, because you cannot take stakeholders' money and no public funding and then allow everybody. I think I would not be in favor of that, because I think then this board needs to look different if there's no partnership.
I think at the time of Thursday's meeting, when we're ready to ratify our bylaws, we'll know what our partnership level is, Michelle.
Yeah, and I think what we can do is, you've got a motion on the table and you've got a second on the table, but I would be willing to say we'd like to make that a recommendation that, you know, we can look at when we look at our bylaws.
And that's the thing. I just want to make sure it's not something that's in stone, because if we turn around and get zero funding, then I would not be for that motion. That's my point.
I think it's
a great recommendation.
I hear you.
It's part of the partnership.
Yeah, I hear you. It's part of the partnership. Okay, so do we want to have an amendment to that it would include some sort of funding partnership from the city?
Well, it's a recommendation to the city, but if they decide not to fund any money, then we don't necessarily have to go through and follow through with that, do we? I mean, we're making a recommendation to the city.
No.
No what?
No, I wouldn't think that we would.
Rob, if we vote.
I think you put the caveat on there.
Yeah.
Subject to
that's what
city
I thought.
Funding.
You know, because we would have to put it in our bylaws. If we don't put it in our bylaws, then which we're going to talk about on Thursday.
Yeah, subject to city funding, though.
Mm-hmm. And friendly
amendments accepted, subject to city funding. Let us vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. None abstaining. Okay, now we move to the hard part. Now that it's been a glee club here.
Let's give a suggestion there, and I could be completely off base, but, you know, it might be to send the source that, you know, the economic development plan that you've just supported, it's the board's position that those funds should come from a source other than the $116,000. So maybe that's the start of the motion, is you believe it should come with the excess $150,000, should come elsewhere. With that caveat to start the motion, but then say, if in fact, though, the council can't find other revenue sources to fund that economic development plan, then, and you can finish it up with however you want that motion to show your compromise, but I think you can certainly, without compromising, say that you believe that the funds should come from another source, because I've heard that over and over and over about how much more you've expanded the revenues from the T-bid and from other sources. I don't know how the council will react to that, but at least you're making that position that I've heard over and over today.
So three goals is a hat trick, right?
Yeah.
So can I try for the hat trick then?
Yeah,
I'd start the motion with what Rob just stated there, and then further recommend, and I would, if I would like to add to that, that the funds specifically that would be made available to fund that economic development would come for the increase in the TOT, which we've already demonstrated is there.
Can I
provided funding for it? If council feels that, for whatever reason, that's not possible, then I would suggest that we look at the 116,850 and split it 50-50 between the T-bid, and it would be spent according to the budget we will submit. The change we'll make in this budget is to add all the excess into destination advertising. And the balance of it be spent to fund the project to determine, to select a consultant to assist the city on a economic development program. The selection process to find a consultant through an RFP process to assist the city in economic development.
I think it's a big motion, and we have to mark it out into a simple three simple lines. Is that correct? Would that be helpful? So go ahead. I'm sorry.
The economic development plan be funded from sources other than the $116,000, for example, the increase in the TOT. But if council decides not to take it from other sources and from the 116, that it be split 50% to TBID and 50% for the economic development plan, and the 50% that would be funded TBID would be used for destination local advertising.
Destination local marketing, yeah. Is that your motion?
And the balance would be to fund the RFP process.
Right.
Okay, is that your motion?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second on that motion?
I'll second.
Discussion. Member Mendoza's been trying to jump in.
If I understand this correctly, and the reason I didn't second is because I'm not really clear on it.
It's fair.
So we're saying that, are we saying the $75,000 that Chamber's requesting, we're asking the city to come up with that money?
No.
What are we asking the city to come up with as far as funding the RFP and the research on the economic development?
Yeah, you're asking them to whatever dollar amount they want to put towards that they find that in a revenue
towards
source.
What, though? I mean,
outside of traditional marketing funds. We're saying if you want to look at the other half of economic development in Morro Bay, please seek sources outside of traditional marketing funding.
You mean the city going out and asking for an RFP or doing research on what other communities have done? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the funding, the caveat at the beginning of it is that the 116,1850 mm-hmm. stay with us, and that the city find other sources in the general fund
right.
to fund the economic development if the city wants to move forward with that.
Okay, I got all that, but what are they, is this chamber going to do the economic development, and that's what we're asking the city to fund, or what is it exactly they're going to do, or we're asking them to do?
The recommendation to council would be that staff would have a RFP process
okay.
to determine a vendor that
okay.
would
that could go
be
to
selected
the
to assist
okay.
the city.
So that's kind of like where I'm leading. Where would the chamber be left then? They wouldn't get their 75 that they're requesting, and
if they go out for the RFP and they get it, then they go back to picking up money for economic development.
Right.
Additionally, the city may look at funding economic development from the additional revenue source from the additional revenue that's coming above the budgeted number through TOT, and which will very, 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 very likely come in with sales tax
all
as
right.
well.
So I'm just not clear where that leaves the chamber, because we're asking them to make a compromise with the chamber, and where are they left? Asking the city, you know, well, we can do this RFP for you?
Correct.
Yeah, they can submit a response to the RFP.
Well, if in fact council found this, they could say not an RFP. If you really look at your first motion, the economic development plan is your concerns with what's been presented by the chamber is really not a plan. It's some slides on how to, and isn't a plan, and that at least what I heard the concerns were that $75,000 is being used for salaries or to keep the chamber afloat, instead of really going towards an economic development plan that fits Morro Bay and can be used for years to come. And so it could be that they decide not to do an RFP and just tell staff to work with them to, yeah, a more detailed plan and not just, here's a check for $75,000.
Okay.
Be all clear Okay, so let's, and here you go, Rob, are you ready? Would you read that back to us one more time, Rob? Could you read that back to us? As the motion is stated, please.
The economic development plan should be funded from sources other than the $116,800 that's available, that has been available for promotions. And an example of where it could be taken would be the increase in TOT. But if council feels that the economic development plan should be funded from the $116,800, it should be split 50% to TBID and 50% for the economic development plan, as outlined in the previous motion, and 50% of the TBID money will be used for destination local marketing. Does that get it?
It would be removed from our budget.
Well, yeah,
or
right.
Added to or removed from.
The last page.
That's the line. Okay, so we have that motion on the table. We have a second. I seconded.
You seconded.
Michelle seconded. Okay, Michelle seconded. We have a motion on the table. We have a second. 30 seconds. And I'm going to close discussion unless I see anybody grabbing their microphones. And we're going to go. You can go to lunch after we go to vote. We're going to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. With no one abstaining. That is a unanimous motion. Board carried. I want to say thank you. We have 1 minute before we close. Rob, would it be possible that quite a bit prior to the 4 o'clock meeting, you might be able to shoot me those motions in an email so that if the board would like, I can represent the board this evening, this afternoon at 4 o'clock. I would encourage the board to come to that meeting at 4 o'clock. And I'm hoping that we have really some great smiling board faces there as we drift in our boat in our sea of harmony.
I see we have 30 seconds left. I just want to say, in fairness to the chamber, they did send an email out saying that the original email should not have been sent with the versus the economic development hoteliers versus that shouldn't have been sent out, and they apologized. I think I think the president sent a message out in fairness to, but he also asked that their, you know, chamber supporters come and to the meeting and support them too. So it's, you know, just to kind of put that out there.
Fill the room, right? Yeah. It's, you know, it's
been a popularity vote. They've been caring more about the popularity.
The meeting's the meeting. We're finished with the meeting. We made it in with our 30 seconds. We have 20 seconds to spare. At this point, is there a motion to adjourn and go to lunch?
So moved.
So seconded. Moved. Okay, seconded. Somebody moves. Moved and yeah. Moved by Michelle, seconded by mm-hmm. Karen. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None.
Actually, if anybody wants to come to Rotary with me, I'd be glad to have you. Rotary means
off to Rotary. All right. Thank you all. Thank you. Oh.